Hollywood is having a bummer of a summer, at least among American audiences. A lot of lavishly produced sequels got upstaged by an animated fish. And though new blockbusters arrive every week, advertising costs now stand at a staggering $75 million per picture. Still, our movie reviewer, Bob Mondello, says Tinseltown is not feeling sorry for itself.
A month ago, Variety, the self-styled showbiz bible, had a front-page headline that read, "Box office is block-busted." The report detailed how summer blockbusters were breaking records every weekend, but box office was down more than 4% from last year. The problem was that none of the big pictures were holding up very well. They all plummeted precipitously in their second week. The Hulk down 70%. Charlie's Angels down 63%. Even Matrix Reloaded, the second biggest picture of the year and a huge hit, fell in its second week by 60%.
I must apologize.
Apologize for what?
For this.
Well, that was a month ago, and though the pictures that have opened since then have done no better, Variety has found a reason for cheer. Domestic box office may be down, but those same pictures that are tanking quickly in the U.S. are doing splendidly overseas. In years past, they'd have opened months later, but to protect against video piracy and those grainy bootleg tapes that seem to turn up on Singapore street corners within hours of the first New York screening, most studios now release their blockbusters worldwide. Take Matrix Reloaded, which in its first 2 weeks took in $200 million in the U.S. and roughly that in some 60 other countries. Since then, however, Keanu Reeves and his buddies have earned the vast majority of their income overseas. Observers say that the U.S. run of Matrix Reloaded is pretty much finished at $280 million, whereas the foreign run is still counting at $450 million.
That sounds exactly like the thinking of a machine to me.
Other pre-sold summer sequels are trending the same way. X2, X-Men United, has earned almost half of its income overseas. Terminator 3 is doing significantly better internationally than at home, and Charlie's Angels, which won't hit the $100 million mark here, will soon reach $150 million in foreign receipts, with whole countries still to conquer. All of which makes sense, since there are a lot more potential moviegoers in the rest of the world than there are in the U.S., and happily for the studios, the weak dollar isn't a problem, because all those folks will be paying for their tickets in foreign currencies. That's why you'll find Hollywood stars smiling awkwardly on Japanese TV, South American billboards plastered with a big shark and the words Buscando a Nemo, and the high-heeled Angels of Charlie prancing through a European publicity tour.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
I'm Bob Mondello.